This is Napkin Scribbles, a podcast by Arthur and Professor Leonard Sweet. Today's Napkin Scribble is sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. Now here's Leonard Sweet.
Welcome to Napkin Scribbles, the primer for a global humanity, and we're now all the way to the letter L. This has been a real challenge for me as to which one to share with you. The book that this is a part of, and these are just some of my notes and meanderings from the book, but it has two L's. One is Logos, and the other is Eli, La. And La, of course, is Mandarin. Logos is Greek. And I was, if I hadn't done Logos before in 2021, I would have picked Logos because I always have to do it again because you cannot say enough about this word, this Logos, this concept of Logos. Troy Martin, a Nazarene biblical scholar, has published an article where he actually brings me away from agreeing with David Bentley Hart that you can't translate it. You just got to say it and learn it in the Greek, which is what I argued with you in 2021. But here, he has argued that there is one way in which you can adequately, not sufficiently, but adequately translate the word Logos. And that is, if you talk about divine DNA, that the best translation for Logos into English is what it originally meant was divine DNA. Jesus is divine DNA. I am the root and the offspring of David. The angel testifies to the churches and the bright morning star. And in Jesus, this divine DNA was re-injected into the human bloodstream. And that's the language of born again, adopted heirs. They all support this divine DNA aspect of this word Logos. But I'm not going to go Logos. I just spent some time talking about it. I want to talk about this Mandarin word, Eli-la, that literally means either like my pleasure or got it or my joy. It's the key concept here, though, is to be a la human, is to understand that God created humans for God's pleasure. We exist to bring God pleasure. At the two summits of Jesus' life, his baptism and his transfiguration, what does Jesus hear from the heavens? The best thing anybody can hear. You bring me great pleasure, both his baptism and his transfiguration. And a la human is a testimony to the fact that it's time to take pleasure seriously. This Chinese word, la, you can translate it joy, happiness, but it from the, at least from the 4th to the 11th centuries, Chinese used the character not to indicate immediate satisfaction, but the engagement in deeper satisfactions in life that had long-term effects. The pleasure of la, Eli, the pleasure of table time, the pleasure of listening to music, the pleasure of participating in the arts, the pleasure of learning new knowledge, the pleasure of just hanging with friends, the pleasure of traditioning the family story. La is the pleasure that is derived from fostering health and hospitality in an erratic world of chaos and uncertainty. You know, we said before, Logos, it's either Logos or chaos. La is the shaping of a jubilee life in an inhumane world of bedlam and pandemonium. Now, in the Chinese language, la is called the change particle. The character for la at the end of a sentence indicates that there was a completed change acted out in that statement. For example, I ate grits and apple butter for breakfast. Means not that you eat grits and apple butter every morning for breakfast, but in that specific breakfast in question, that is what you actually ate. So La symbolizes embodied and enacted change that issues in the satisfaction of completion. But in the lineage of the Chinese language, La means more than the pleasure of a belly filled, but the pleasure of the culinary experiences of food and family and friends. And the pleasure of La was contrasted by classic Chinese thinkers to anxiety and worry. For us today, the opposite of pleasure is pain. For Asians, the opposite of pleasure is stress, irritation, vexation. And what pleases God is not the absence of pain, but trusting God with our pain, trusting God with our future, trusting God to the point where we cast our cares on God. A La human is one like Peter who makes the journey. And I love this, how Peter can grow in his own faith and his own maturation as a disciple, from waking Jesus up on the boat. Master, don't you care that we perish? We're going to die. Don't you care? To later on in his book, he admonishes us. This is Peter, the same Peter, that freaked out. Master, don't you care that we perish? Or he says, cast all your cares upon God, for God cares for you. Master, don't you care? To cast all your cares upon God, for God cares for you. That's a La human. A La human who lives out of the pleasure of trusting God, for God cares for us.
Thank you for listening to Napkin Scribbles. This episode contains notes and thoughts from Jesus Human, Primer for Common Humanity, Dr. Leonard Sweet's latest book, which can be found on Amazon.com. Remember, Napkin Scribbles is brought to you by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. For Arthur and Professor Leonard Sweet, happy scratching and scribbling.